Pro-Palestinian groups in U.S. call for day of rage rallies against Israel. By Deborah Danon on June 28, 2020. Tel Aviv, North American-based pro-Palestinian groups have called on the public to join day of rage rallies across the U.S. on Wednesday. The day Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has earmarked for beginning the process of annexation of parts of the West Bank. Students for Justice in Palestine, Jewish Voice for Peace, the Samadun Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network and American Muslims for Palestine have organized protests in Chicago, San Diego, Brooklyn, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Rallies have also been organized in Toronto, Halifax and in the Spanish cities of Madrid and Valencia. The Jerusalem Post cited Samadun as calling for direct actions and popular mobilization and declaring loyalty to the martyrs, euphemisms for terrorism and terrorists respectively. Al-Ada, the Palestinian Right to Return Coalition, accused Israel of 72 years of genocide, ethnic cleansing and dispossession, and included works by the anti-Semitic cartoonist Carlos Latuf, a second-place prize winner in Iran's Holocaust cartoon competition. Both groups also linked their own protests to the George Floyd demonstrations. On this day of rage, we will also be standing in solidarity with our Black and Indigenous communities, Samadun said. We demand the defunding and dismantling of U.S. police alongside the defunding and dismantling of Zionist colonialism and racist Israeli apartheid, Al-Ada's website reads. Samadun has extensive ties with the U.S.-designated terror group, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP. Legal advocacy group Zakor Legal Institute penned a letter to L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti and Police Chief Michael Moore to warn that a planned demonstration outside the Israeli consulate may become violent. Zakor President Mark Greendorfer wrote that Samadun is providing material support to foreign terror groups in violation of United States federal law. While we fully support every American's right to peacefully assemble and protest, there is every reason to believe that the planned July 1 day of rage will be a day of violence and anti-Semitism, commensurate with the word rage, the letter reads.